The draft law on foreign investment is set to be submitted in the coming days to the ongoing session of the National People's Congress for review. Once implemented, the law will replace three existing laws on Chinese foreign equity joint ventures, wholly foreign-owned enterprises, and contractual joint ventures, which have been on the books since the 1980s. The new draft stipulates that foreign investments in China will be subject to pre-established national guidelines on top of a negative list management system. The case-by-case approvals will be abolished. Industries where foreign investment is prohibited or restricted are specified in the negative list. Industries that are not on the list will be fully open, with domestic and foreign firms enjoying the same treatment. Zhang Yesui, spokesperson for the second session of the 13th NPC, says the draft legislation is expected to provide a streamlined basic framework to promote foreign investment.
This is fundamental change to China's foreign investment management system, and it will help create a more open, transparent, and predictable environment for investors, as well as provide stronger legal guarantees for greater opening across the board.
The draft also has clear positions on the protection of foreign investors' rights in areas such as intellectual property rights and technology transfer. Zhang Yesui says investments from Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan are classified in a distinctive category as non-foreign investment, but will not have the same status as domestic capital. He says this means they'll be managed in reference to foreign investments.
With the new foreign investment law in place, it does not change relevant legal applications with investment from Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan. And going forward, the system will continuously be improved along the way to provide a more open and easy business environment for investors from Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan.
Meanwhile, Zhang Yesui has taken time to rebuff suggestions that the Belt and Road Initiative is creating debt traps for certain countries. He says since it was first proposed in 2013, the Belt and Road Initiative has helped enhance connectivity and create more economic opportunities for China and the world. He notes that 67 countries signed cooperation agreements with China last year, taking the total to 152, including international organizations.
When it comes to the issue of debt, I want to say that the Belt and Road cooperation is guided by the principle of collaboration, consultation, and shared benefits. At the same time, it follows market principles, and it aims to create high-quality development. Here, I do want to stress that whether there is a project or investment or financial cooperation, decisions are made jointly by all participating parties.
Meanwhile, lawmakers at the NPC sessions are planning to draft a new personal information protection law in a bid to fight against the improper collection, abuse, and leakage of Chinese citizens' personal information. The draft of a law on the management and control of exports is also on the agenda, with authorities saying it will help improve existing legislation on national security and social governance.